Test 64, Section 2, Question 17. Here, we're looking for what would help justify or strengthen the argument. And even though it says if assumed, that's really just if true. But we want to strengthen the archaeologist. And it says the mosaics that were removed from Z, the ancient city, now flooded by the runoff, should have been left there. So we should have left the mosaics there. We had all the information about them that we needed to draw archaeological conclusions. So we had all the stuff we needed. And future archaeologists studying the site who may not have access to our records might be misled by their absence. So basically, we had gotten all we needed to know, and future people might be misled by their absence. Now, because it's saying justify, that's usually used with a principle-based question. And so what we want is anything that's going to strengthen it. And kind of the thing that I would be looking for here is something that would say, if we have what we need and it might mess up later people, then we shouldn't take it. So, the only considerations that bear on the question of whether mosaics should have been removed are archaeological. Well, maybe. That's actually going to help at least a little bit, because it looks like if all that we're concerned about is archaeological reasons, and we'd drawn everything we knew, and future archaeologists might be misled, A does help at least a little. It's not what I thought of, but it could help. Archaeologists studying a site can tell whether or not that site had been flooded at some time. It's not really about the flooding, it's about whether or not the mosaics had been removed. The materials used in construction of the mosaic are readily apparent when the mosaic is examined in its original location. Well, that says the materials used in the mosaic are apparent when it's examined. And while that might say that there would be reasons, you know, that we know that it is easy to do it when they are there, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not readily apparent if they're not in their apparent, original location. So that doesn't quite strengthen as much as we would want. And then archaeological sites from which artifacts have been removed rarely mislead archaeologists who later study the site. Well, that, if anything, would weaken this argument, because it's going to say it's really probably not going to trick them. They're not going to be fooled by the lack of the mosaics. And so the removal of artifacts from sites rarely has any environmental impact. Well, that doesn't really matter a whole lot. And if anything, that would say it's okay to remove it. So in going back on these, A is our best answer, because it says that we are looking at the one consideration that matters, and that's the archaeological side, and other considerations are not really relevant. So therefore, answer choice A would be our best response.